WA9JWM.
Hey, good afternoon. I got W9JWM, I think, but I'm probably wrong. This is WB9YDA. And if you're still here when I come out of the bank, I'll give you a call. This is WB9YDA.
Okay, this is WA9JWM. We'll be standing by.
QSL on the call sign, WB9YDA clear.
My friend, and good to hear you. Glad to have him being part of our group. So then if you receive our newsletter, it's on behalf of KO7FR, our good buddy Mike up there in Willow, Alaska, who puts out a newsletter for the net, and you can go there and subscribe at the website to get that newsletter, KO7FR. Check him out sometimes. So I'll take a break, and I'll come back and recognize the rest of the crew. K4CUP, returning net control. We have our buddy Mike over in Mindanao, Philippines, N6RDF. That's Mike. He recently moved from Texas to the Philippines. And so it's been a while since I've talked to Mike, but Mike, if you're listening, big shout out to you. Glad to have you part of the team. And then the one that's pulling all the strings and ropes behind the curtain is our buddy N4UPC. He's the one that puts this net together with all the connections and pushes the buttons and all of that. So big shout out to him. Next on the list is our another net control, and come check out Chris's net sometime when you get the chance. So Victor Echo 3, Romeo Whiskey Juliet, that's our buddy Chris up in Ontario, who does an outstanding job as net control. And so with that, I'm going to pass the microphone to BE3RWJ for some further information. So stand by for Chris. VE3RWJ, K4CUP.
Thanks, Virgil, and thanks for doing the net tonight. Our website, absolutetech.org, is a great place to find links connected to a lot of the topics we have on this net. We also have a link to a Facebook group if you want to keep the conversation going after the net. We have a podcast that's available on our website or in your favorite podcast app. Any previous Absolute TechNet is available in our podcast stream. We have a newsletter Virgil mentioned. That only gives you one email a week, just to let you know who's coming up on the next Absolute TechNet. So we will not we won't flood your email inbox. And we even have a donate button if you want to help us with any of our costs. So lots of good stuff at our website, absolutetech.org. Back to you, Virgil, the 3RWJ.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, VE3RWJ. This is K4CUP, and we're at the bottom of the list. So we're going to look for further check-in. So while we took that break there, hopefully maybe more amateur radio operators dove on, tuning this in and waiting to hit the push-to-talk button. So that's what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to call for more check-ins. If you have a question or a comment, before I get to question and comments, let me look to see if there's anybody just would like to get their call sign on tonight's net. So if you're out there and don't have a question, just want to check in and out, come now with your call sign, twice slowly and phonetically, please. Check-ins, come now.
Kilo Oscar 6, Hotel Whiskey Juliet, in and out.
Whiskey 6, Delta, Charlie, Bravo, in and out.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Sierra. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Sierra. in and out.
Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Alpha, India. In and out.
That call was Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Foxtrot Echo, in and out. But I want to take a moment to thank you and everybody else for a fine net. Keep coming back.
Kilo Echo 9, Bravo Kilo Lima. Kilo Echo 9, Bravo Kilo Lima, in and out for listening.
KE9, ECU, Kilo Echo 9. Charlie, Quebec, Delta, Mississippi, Delta, Indiana, Indiana, in and out.
All righty, okay.
Bravo 7, Charlie, Quebec, 10,
All right, that last station we got Kilo Charlie, and then we went into echo mode there. I think it was Kilo Charlie 9. Oh, nope, it was the station after him. Kilo Bravo 7, Charlie Quebec. Go. All right, okay. All right, we have Kilo Bravo 7, Charlie Quebec Tango. That's Wayne in Colorado. I have Kilo Charlie 9, Charlie Quebec Echo, Kilo Charlie 9, Charlie Quebec Delta. Do we have the call right? Is it Kilo Charlie or Kilo Echo 9?
Kilo Echo 9, Bravo Kilo Lima.
Yep, okay, that's who we're missing right there. Kilo Echo 9, Bravo Kilo Lima. I've got you on the list, so that will be 53. Kilo Echo 9, Bravo Kilo Lima. Thank you for checking in. All right, let's see, Kilo Bravo 9, let's see, Kilo Echo 9. All right, then we have Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. KC7YFE, that's our buddy Dale out there in Roseburg, Oregon. Thank you, Dale. Thank you for your comment, my friend. Always a pleasure to hear you there and bring the encouragement to the amateur nets there. So thank you, Dale. All right, I have Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Alpha India. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Alpha India, that's Nancy. I have Victor Echo 5, Romeo Sierra, that is Ron. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Sierra, Ron in Saskatchewan. I have Whiskey Delta 9, or Whiskey 6, Delta Charlie Bravo. Whiskey 6, Delta Charlie Bravo. Then we have Kilo Oscar 6, Hotel Whiskey Juliet. That's Alan in California. Also, Don is in California. So we thank you, gentlemen, for checking in tonight's Absolute TechNet. This is K4CUP. Now we're going to go back to the questions, comments. Anyone on tonight's net that would like to check in that have a question or comment about HF radios or any tech question related, antennas, anything tech, we're looking for you. And then I'll continue on about some of the tools that I use to do what I do. So any check-ins, comments, or questions, come now.
N5ZIQ, November 5, Zulu, India, Quebec, Moy in Houston, Texas.
DU3XED, recheck.
Okay, all right. We've got Dennis, and then we have N5ZIQ, N5ZIQ. So thank you for checking in. It says, all right. Okay, N5ZIQ, do you have a question or a comment? N5ZIQ, do you have a comment?
Yes, sir, Berger, I appreciate you letting me have a moment. Thank you for running the net tonight, sir. Just wanted to make a quick statement about something was discussed earlier was how long does my antenna need to be, and I would like to throw in there's a widely used formula that's used to calculate the approximate overall length of wire for our probably, but just a reminder. And there's antenna calculators all over the internet, but you can probably find one on Ham Radio Secrets website. They've got one that I go there a few times every now and then. And you want to make sure converting your length of your wire antenna, your dipole, in feet or in inches. So I would always recommend that you be very careful with your calculation and your expected outcome. That's about all I have, Virgil. I appreciate you letting me have a moment there. N5ZIQ Moy in Houston, Texas. See y'all.
All righty. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for that comment. There was a bit of a disturbance there with one of the links, but, you know, you come right back in there and we caught all that you had to say. And yes, you know, formulas and lengths and feet and inches and all that does play a factor. And the good MFJ analyzer, you'll never go wrong with that. And of course, you know, there's other analyzers out there that are better than the MFJ and some of the newer ones. I see the brand of it, but I can't put a name to it, and I'm sure that someone out there has got these. I know KL7FR's got one because he's told me about it. They're one of those nano TV, antenna tuners, Nano, I think. They can correct me if I'm wrong, but anyway, I appreciate that. I think it was Roy, N5ZIQ, K4CUP. All right, let's move. DU3XTD, good morning, Dennis, and go ahead with your question or comment there. DU3XTD from K4CUP.
Yeah, thank you very much, Virgil. Thank you for handling the net. You're doing a great job. Anyway, my first comment is about 10-meter radio. I believe Anytone is manufacturing that 10-meter radio. So for the gentlemen who are asking for a 10-meter radio, I try to search the internet for Anytone. And while on the subject of NFED antenna, there is always this debate on the internet whether to put a counterpoise or not to put a counterpoise. So I just want to throw this question out. So, I mean, do I have to put a counterpoise or not? To counterpoise or not to counterpoise? That is the question, Virgil. Okay, we're CUP, DU3XTD, back to you.
All righty, let's see if we got some wisdom out there and you know, and using these counterposes as their can anyone answer the question? Does he need counterposes or does he not need counterposes? Anyone on the net have a comment about the question? So let me hear you.
WJ. I've always wondered, aren't you holding the radio? If you are, then you're in counterpose, aren't you?
Yeah, if you are.
Delta 9, Uniform, Quebec Echo, Craig in Antioch, Illinois.
Okay, Craig, go ahead with your comment there, sir.
It has to go back to antenna fundamentals. It depends on what kind of configuration. I can only give you an example. For instance, here I'm using an inverted L antenna, but it's only half of a dipole what I have out there. If I want the differential current to work correctly and not create basically a frequency problem, I use the majority of my feed line as the other half of the one solution for all of them. Some antennas are handheld. Guys put what's called a tiger tail on it, making it into a dipole antenna instead of a quarter wave. Honestly, I believe if you're going to understand what differential current is and what the radiation is, yes, the counterpoise is required. And back to you.
All right. Thank you for that comment. And see, my NFED antenna, I've just got the wire run horizontal, but it's kind of up, and one of my buddies, he kind of threw this in there for a little joke. He told me if I got my end of the NFED antenna up a little bit higher, that I would catch more DX that way. That way, you know, their signal would kind of slide a little bit faster into the ham shack. But anyway, I thought that was kind of a funny comment, you know, that he had things of that sort. So, but I did put it horizontal. Back to you, Dennis. DU3XCD, K4CUP. I'm assuming that you would need a counterpoise, my friend.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I just throw that question because A lot of people are debating on that on the internet, especially on YouTube, where to put a counterpoise. Yeah, I do understand the comment of the other gentleman a while ago about the differential, signal. So I believe if you're using a half wave wire, you don't need a counterpoise. But if you're using less than half wave, then you need to compensate that by using counterpoise, or perhaps making your field line part of the antenna and putting a choke, just like what Alpha Kilo 6 Romeo of Palomar Engineering discussed in one of his videos. Anyway, Virgil, I just throw that question out just to get more information. So thank you very much, Virgil. Okay, for CUP, the U3XCD.
All right, Dennis. Yeah, feed line. You know, like my 160 antenna, I feed it with ladder wire, and you know, and that ladder wire coming to my 4-to-1 Ballon serves as an antenna. You know, receive and also transmitting. You know, so I have a. I don't want nobody to laugh or anything, but I have a lot of wire on my 160 antenna. I've got like 532 feet of wire up in the air for my 160. So that sucker is long. And, of course, it's a full wave and all that good stuff. So, and, that's one of my main antennas that I use a whole lot. So, I've always had, it's always performed well. It's never failed me and things of that sort. So thank you, Dennis. Okay, let me continue on just a little bit. I know it costs a lot for some of the equipment, especially, you know, your bigger rigs and things of that sort. But, you know, it don't cost a whole lot to get on the airwave. I've learned that from experience, even QRP rigs, and I'm sure 5AQM can vouch for the QRP setups, and because you know, I mean, if the conditions is right, man, you'll find out how far 5 watts, 10 watts, even 1 watt. I've worked stations just using 1 watt before. And, of course, mostly stateside, no DX on 1 watt. But sometimes, you know, if the conditions are right, it don't take a whole lot of output power to get you out there. So, and then, you know, of course, choosing the right antenna, I've always discovered making my own antennas. So, you know, I've got different varieties of antennas that I can play around with to make the hobby much funner if I need to, but in the field. So, all right, I've rattled enough about that. So let's go right along and look for some more check-ins with questions or comments. Come now, please.
This is Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf. Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf. Just listening, sick and learning, son.
Well, hello, Douglas. Good to hear you. KM4, VPG, K4CUP. Thank you, Douglas. And you know, and if there's anyone on tonight's net want to, fill us in on how you operate, that's what it's all about, you know. We all got different ways of operating our equipment and things of that sort. And you know, like I said, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. So and of course, I mean, that can go two different ways. But when it comes to the expenses and things of that sort, but like I said earlier, it doesn't take a lot to get on the HF side, you know. So just put your wire antenna up and call CQ, and you'll be surprised who might come back to you and things of that sort. So I know when I first made my very first CW contact, man, I was so nervous. I didn't know whether I was sending the right, spelling the right word or not, but you know, the guy on the other end, he was able to pull me out and put me down, you know, in his log, and I was able to put him in my log. So, you know, there's more to it than waiting just alone, like I told KL7FR the other evening. There's more to it than just wading along the edges of the creek bank or the shoreline, you know, because there are great expectations out there just waiting for all amateur radio operators to become, you know, to be heard. So, all right, any more check-ins? Come now, please.
Victor Echo 3, Echo Lima Tango. Vector Echo 3, Echo Tango. Michelle in Oxbury, Ontario.
All right, we got
Whiskey Uniform Echo.
All right, I copied. All right, if you're wishing to check in, just stand by one moment. I want to recognize Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform Echo. Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform Echo. Then I want to recognize Victor Echo 3, Echo Lima Tango. I think he said Michelle, I think was the handle. Victor Echo 3, Echo Lima Tango. So thank you, gentlemen, for stopping by and checking in with us. So any additional stations have a question or comment, come now, please.
Whiskey.
Victor Alpha 7 Sierra Lima. No comment, just checking.
Okay, I had a Victor Alpha 7 station, and then I had a station with whiskey in it. So the Victor Alpha 7 station, is it Victor Alpha 7 Sierra Lima? Is that right?
Roger.
All right, thank you, Scott. All right, we got you. All right, there was a station ending whiskey. Need your call, sir.
Good evening. Call sign is Whiskey 8 Whiskey here outside Detroit.
All right, James, we got you. Whiskey 8 Whiskey. Thank you, James, for checking in. And glad to have you on the list tonight. So, all right, any additional check-ins, come now, please. And if you have a question or comment, let me know.
Kilo 5, Bravo, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform Echo, I got a question.
All right, Kilo Delta 9, stand by. Let me see if I've got this call sign right. Kilo 5, Bravo, Foxtrot, Romeo. Do I have the call right? Kilo 5, Bravo, Foxtrot, Romeo. Do I have that call correct? I think that's what I copied there, so thank you. All right, the Kilo Delta 9 station, Whiskey Uniform Echo, I think it was. Did you have a question?
Mark, so I'm just sitting here listening to you guys talking about the NFIP antennas, and I had a question. I'm very limited to the space where I can put my NFIP antenna. Is it okay to you know, hence that antenna in sections, not in a straight line, like make like some kind of shape, like triangle shape or square or trapezius or whatever you can make it. I don't have no room to stretch the ANSET antenna in a straight line.
Yeah, okay. KD9WUEK4CUP. Mark, to me, you know, if you are limited space, I don't see why it would not perform. You know, sometimes, you know, you just got to improvise with what you got, and you know, and it should work proper for you. But let me see if anyone else, I mean, if they see my 160 antenna, the way that it's run, horizontal, vertical, and upside down, and in every which direction, you would say, well, that don't work. But now, I've just got my wire, my 160 antenna just stretched in just multiple directions, you know, and it works fine. So, but let me see if there's anyone else that may have a comment. I don't think it would matter, Mark, but anyway, let's see. Anyone else have an opinion or a comment about, you know, instead of just, you know, just putting your infed up and your limited space, say, you know, you might want to run it like an L or a triangle or of that sort. So anybody want to jump in and give a comment? Let me have your call sign, please. This is K4CUP.
This is DEP, Foxtrot Echo Oscar, with a comment.
All right, go ahead with your comment. Victor Echo 3, Foxtrot Tango. Well, I'll mess it up, but anyway, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, this is Victor Echo 3, Foxtrot Echo Oscar. I tried to put together MFED on my backyard. It was on the fence level. I also want to do FT8 with a few people in Europe and America most of the time. But I'm trying now to put one level up, and then I can see that there are more reception and more signals. So I think that that's what I'm trying to do.
Darren, you dropped out there. Don't know if you timed that or not, but you want to come back? VE3FEO. You might have timed out there, Darren.
Okay, this is VE3FEO. So I put together an antenna on the backyard, but it was at the fence level. So I have a few problems with the reception there. So I'm trying to put it up and see if I can get better signal. But even at the fence level, like 6 feet, I was able to do FT8 with a couple of people in Europe and around America.
Yep, okay, yeah. Darren, you are, you know, I believe that the higher you get it, or as high as you can get it, and I found out, you know, I take a water bottle, about half full of water, to throw my rope across a tree limb, and wherever the bottle lands, then I tie my antenna up to the rope and then just pull it across the limb. So I think height does play a factor. So and you know, and also experimenting with it there. So let me pass it back to Mark. KD9 Whiskey Uniform Echo. I would say, Mark, you know, just experiment with it. I don't see no problem in it, because, you know, there different shapes and sizes and different ways to for your inverted V's and stuff, you know, your slopers and your L-shaped antennas. I know that's got a name, but it's not coming to me at the moment. But I would say KD9WEU, K4QUP, you know, if you're limited space, I would say go for it, my friend. So back to you from K4CUP.
Thank you so much for all the advice, guys. I'll try that. I'll just try to make whatever shape it's possible to stretch this antenna along the trees, because there is no way I can do that in a straight line. I just don't have a room in my backyard. And on the same subject, on one side of my property, I have like a power line going on the back side of the property. Should I stay as far as away from those? Would they cause me some interference?
Okay, I heard Whiskey Foxtrot. Did not get all your call, but I copied Whiskey Foxtrot. Come back with your full call and go ahead with your comments.
Thank you. Yeah, Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot, Rick in near Vancouver, British Columbia. A dipole does not have to be straight. If you make it inverted V, you can save some space that way. If you need to bend one end, let's say you've got enough room on one side but not the other, it's okay to bend it. One thing you can do to keep it as efficient as possible, you know, on a dipole that attaches to your coax is the center conductor and the shield. But you try to make the center conductor the hot side of your dipole, the radiating side, make that the straight side, and put the bend in the shield side. And keep the hot side as far away from that power line as you can, and that's probably what you can do. You can also look at different antenna designs, like delta loops, quad loops, inverted L's. There's lots of different ways you can put a full-length antenna into a smaller space. Back to NetV. Devil with Keep Up.
Yep. Okay, thank you, Rick. VE7WF from K4CUP. Thank you, Rick, for that comment. And I was going to suggest to Mark there to... you know, try to avoid the power lines, you know, getting that antenna close to power lines because of the electricity and also, you know, the interference that power electric line may cause. So I would avoid as much as possible there, Derek. So KD9WUE from K4CUP, anything further, Mark?
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciated all the advices. I'll get started on that tomorrow. Thank you so much. Out.
All right. Thank you, Mark, for coming and chiming in with us and bringing that question. And, you know, in addition, I want to add a few more things to my toolbox here. In addition, you know, you can buy, purchase, or shop around for your antennas or and things of that sort, you know, when you're setting your room up, your Radio Shack room up, and in order to get the better performance. But I recently purchased I don't really know the name of this little it's compact, it's an antenna tuner, and it's very small. I did put a link earlier in the AIM window at the start of the net. It's called an Alpha Tango Uniform -100 X-ray or Echo X-ray Tango, and it's a mini compact automatic tuner that performs real well. I know there's a lot of negative reports, but since I've made this little purchase and added it to my ham shack room here, you know, I have no complaints for it. I shopped around. I looked at Amazon and a few other websites, and then I was fortunate enough to go to eBay and found this one for right at $30. And I know Amazon had this antenna tuner. It's made by November 7 Delta Delta Charlie is the maker of this little antenna tuner, automatic antenna tuner. And since I've had it, no complaints here. I've had, like I'm saying, it's performed very well for me and does an outstanding job. So for those that that give a downward rate to it, a low grade side rate, I would give it two thumbs up since I've got two thumbs because of the performance of it. So you would want to probably shop around for a good antenna tuner. That's always good to have sitting around on your desk or desktop there in your shack. And meters, like standard wave meters. I know some of your radios, some of your newer HF radios have all that built into it. And it's like a bundle. And then analyzers, they play a big important role in my hobby, because without my analyzer, I wouldn't be able to make my antenna. And I've just about timed out there. I'll look for some additional check-ins, and I've got a few more things that I've got in my HF toolbox that I would like to share before we get to the end of the net. With that, any other check-ins, come now with your call sign and let me know if you have a question or comment, or if you're just checking in and out, and we will get you on the list. So check-ins, come now, please.
W5 Echo 3,
question.
All right, I got a W5 Tango, I think, with a question. I did not get all of your call because you dropped out. The Whiskey 5 station with a comment. Come again, sir. This is K4CUP.
Whiskey 5, top of November, W5PN, listening.
Kilo 5, X-ray 00, Kilo 5, X-ray 00. I'm just listening, trying to learn, in and out.
All righty. Oh, I'm sorry. Victor Echo 3, Echo Lima Tango. I have him. I have Kilo 5, Echo Zulu, listening, and then I have Whiskey 5 Papa November on our list. So thank you, gentlemen. All right. Any stations with a comment or a question, come now.
I just wanted to check in. Hello, it's Kilo Mike Zero Quebec, GRQ, St. Louis, Missouri. Nothing to add. Just stop us, check in, and say hello.
All right. Is it Kilo Mike Zero Quebec? Is that right?
Yes. Kilo Mike Zero Quebec. KM0Q.
Okay. Thank you, Darren. We got you on the list, sir. Thank you for stopping by and letting us know that you're there. This is K4CUP, Virgil, in Kentucky. I'm your net control. Any other stations, check-ins, any check-in, in and out check-ins, let me know. And if you have a question, let me know that also. So check-ins, come now, please. This is K4CUP.
Oh, Whiskey 5,
Mike,
just saying howdy. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Papa Sierra, KQ4 WPS, just listening.
All right, I'll recognize these stations here. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Papa Sierra. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Papa Sierra. Dave in Tennessee, thank you for checking in. Then we have Whiskey 5, Mike Golf, Mike M5, W5MGM, Fred. We was fortunate enough to get our note up and running on All-Star there for the club, so and everything. So I appreciate you, Fred, for what little bit of leadway you give us. And I hadn't talked to you in a while, but anyway, we got her going, my friend. Thank you so much for helping us, sir, with what questions I did ask. So appreciate that, W5MGM. All right, this is K4CUP. Looking for more check-ins. Come now, please.
KC3BWA, KC3BWA, Anton, just checking in.
KE9AUH, Scott, Kilo Echo 9, Alpha Hotel, Alpha Uniform Hotel, in and out.
Okay, I'll pause right there. We have Kilo Echo 9, Alpha Uniform Hotel. Kilo Echo 9, Alpha Uniform Hotel. That's number 71 on our list. I have Kilo Charlie 3, Bravo Whiskey Alpha. I think that's right. Kilo Charlie 3, Bravo Whiskey Alpha. He can correct me if I'm wrong. Then I have Whiskey Mike 9 Hotel. In and out. So thank you, gentlemen. KC3BWA, do I have your call right?
KC3BWA, Kilo Charlie 3, Victor, Whiskey Alpha. Yes, thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Kilo Charlie 3, Victor, Whiskey Alpha. Okay, we got you on their list there, so thank you for your in and out. And that's why it's so important to use phonetics, because if you just come in there and say V or B or something, you know, those letters somewhat rhyme. So that's why it's so important to use phonetics sometimes. Thank you all so much, sir. So. All right, any more check-ins, in and out check-ins? Come now, please.
Whiskey, in and out.
All right, I just got whiskey out of that. I did not get all of the calls, so the station ending in whiskey. Try it one more time. Key up. Wait about 2 to 3 seconds before transmitting there. So I don't know how you're coming in. So the station ending in whiskey. Come now, please.
Mike 7 Foxtrot Sierra. Mike 7 Foxtrot Sierra Whiskey. In and out.
All right, we got you, Mike 7, Foxtrot Sierra Whiskey. Thank you so much for joining us and from the UK, and great to have you with us this evening. So, let me get ready to wrap this up here, and then we'll look for a few more in and out check-ins. For my few more things that I have in my HF toolbox, I use a lot of apps on my phone to serve the purpose, to do what I need it to do. And there's a app that's called Ham Alerts. If you are looking for a certain station, state, prefix, or anything like that, Man, you can set that trigger on ham alert and even for POTA if you want to do, and even work all states. You know, it's a great tool to have in your toolbox. It's called Ham Alert. It's an app that you can put on your phone. Logging programs, and that's another thing. And I've always found out paper logs, they never fail you. If you have a computer crash, you know, and that computer goes down, and you know, and you've got your log on there, chances are, you know, if you can't retrieve it or revive that computer, then chances are, you know, you're going to lose that portion of that programming. So, but log programs, I do use. I use Logbook of the World, QRZ, and those others that I also use off, whether I'm using my phone or my computer. I found out that WebSBR, the one in Utah, is a very handy tool that I have. A lot of times I'll use WebSBR, and of course there's multiple ones out there, but I use the one out of Utah, and I'll see if I can hear myself on there, then chances are those other stations that are calling CQ, they're going to hear me. And I usually go on there and give them a call sign, and if I hear that echo coming from the SBR website, then chances are that's a good tool to have. Then DX clusters, there's multiple DX clusters out there that are and every one of them are pretty much linked together, and I use multiple clusters. And propagation, there's a HF propagation site that you can check and on propagation, see what's being sent out, what's being heard, where can you contact to, you know, if you want to work California and hit like K4CUP. The propagation, HF propagation page, and also you can do the UHF, VHF, or use that site too, you know, for UHF, VA, or especially for those that use Simplex on 2 meters. You can see if your area has any openings or if there's anything there. So I do have the websites, but if anybody wants to reach out to me, feel free. I'm good at QRZ. If anybody needs any additional information on some of these websites, shoot me an email and say, hey, what propagation site do you use, or what cluster app do you use, or something like that. But one main important thing that I've not mentioned yet, and it's a hammer. Hey, you guys are the hammers. And you know, we couldn't have a net without the hammers here tonight. Big shout out to all that checked in and all that helped us out. So this is K4CUP and with the Absolute TechNet. And we've got just a few more minutes before I've got to say goodbye. So any additional stations that want to get on the list, just check in and out. I'll go for about maybe 3 minutes because I've got to let the tech team get their things done there. So because there's other nets come following this net here, the astronomy net, if that's something that you're into, check it out. So, all right, any more check-ins? Come now, please.
Whiskey 6, Kilowatt Lima Radio, California.
Control.
Number Victor 7, Sierra Sierra, Cameron Monroe, Nevada, in and out.
All right, Nevada, I think it might be Ken, but anyway, the station in Nevada, give me your call again, sir.
November Victor 7, Sierra Sierra. November Victor 7, Sierra Sierra. And Virgil, you were right. This is Ken.
Hey, okay, Ken. Thank you, buddy. And good to have you with us. November 7, Sugar Sugar, N7 Sierra Sierra. Thank you, Ken, and glad to have you. KL7FR, you kind of stepped on our buddy there in Nevada. So hopefully, I know you didn't hurt him because I heard him come through there. But KL7FR, good evening, Mickey, and Whiskey 6 Kilo Lima Romeo. All right, thank you, gentlemen, for chiming in and being there with us tonight on the Absolute TechNet. So any more, I've got maybe another minute or so. Any other check-ins, come now.
Kilo Delta 9, 7X-ray. Brian,
Kilo Charlie 9, Delta Golf Oscar, in and out.
All right, got Kilo Charlie 9, Delta Golf Oscar, and Kilo Delta station. Give me your call again, sir. Kilo Delta. Is it Kilo Delta 8?
Kilo Delta 9, Zulu Charlie X-ray. Brian in Wisconsin, in and out.
All righty, Brian, we got you that time, my friend. Kilo Delta 9, Zulu Charlie X-ray. Thank you, Brian, for being here and glad to hear you out there. So, like I was saying, we couldn't have a net unless you hammers showed up. So we appreciate each and every one, and I'm going to have to now turn this frequency and other nodes back over to amateur radio use. So, but I appreciate each and every one that come and check in with K4CUP. You made my day, and for checking in. So we appreciate each and every one of you. And come back next week where KI5SSR, Miss Jeanette, will be looking for new hams. So if you are a new ham, come check us out. And we will see everybody next week. Same time, 7 p.m. Eastern. And go to our QRZ page, let me back up. Go to our website, absolutetech.org, and sign up for a newsletter. Check out the information there, because there's a lot of interesting things that can be found on the Absolute TechNet website. So go check us out. That's absolutetech.org, and check us out on Facebook. So, again, this is K4CUP, Absolute TechNet. We're saying 7-3s. Good night, each and every one. Thank you all so much. I've enjoyed it. You all have a great week and get on the airwaves from K4CUP. 7-3s, everyone.
Excellent job and a great net, my friend. And thanks to Christian Longing and the entire Absolute Tech team. Great job all around. All right, if everybody would stand by and please not transmit unless it's an emergency. We'll get hooked up to the Colorado Astronomy Net, which is going to be beginning in about 4 minutes. In 4, GPC.